Blue Cantrell. Hit him up style on 959. This is Kaya Drive. And we kicked it off with something very different. I gotta say, when it started out, I was like, okay, I wanna see where this is gonna go. And it seems like people actually did enjoy the song. We kicked it off with the one and only Phuze Chemist Noketsani Mbizo. And then somebody now on the WhatsApp line saying, I think we should have Mbaqanga poll tomorrow. No Amapiano House. Gone are the days when Thursdays are Fridays. Yeah, those days are long gone. We no longer have Thursdays as Fridays now. We literally have Fridays as Fridays. And then, of course, welcome to it. It's Kaya Drive. There's a couple of things that I saw trending yesterday. But the one thing that gave me goosebumps has to have been the trailer for King Richard. This is a movie that Will Smith is working on, or has worked on, I should say, which is about the father of Serena and Venus and Serena Williams. And man, just based on the trailer alone, I feel like that guy should win an Oscar. Honestly, it is, well, the trailer anyway, seems amazing. Whether or not, yeah, this thing is going to be proper when you watch it, I don't know. But I always got the feeling that maybe Venus and Serena had no choice in becoming the athletes that they became. Just like I always got the feeling that Tiger Woods had no choice in becoming the athlete that he became. Just like I got the feeling that Michael Jackson had no choice in becoming the musical artist that he became. Right? Now, with those guys, it's very simple. Because you look at it and you go, okay, look how it worked out for you. You became superstars, made hundreds and hundreds of millions. What are you complaining about? But there's something to be said about not having a childhood and not experiencing what you would have liked to experience as a kid. And if that's the issue, well, then maybe we need to ask ourselves this question. How many other kids don't end up becoming stars and they end up living their lives feeling like they're failures because they didn't live up to the expectations of their parents? So I'll give you an example. I had a guy that I went to school with in primary school. His name was Ulokuz John Pierre, JP. And JP's mom was so serious about JP being an athlete that she bought him hurdles. Literally, JP had his own hurdles. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen people that have like all sorts of other things, but JP had his own set of hurdles. That's how serious his mom was about him being an athlete. And he used to take part in everything. Long distance, cross country. Then he'd want to go do javelin, long jump. The only thing he didn't do was swimming, because that's a very specialized sport. And I suppose his mom knew, which he wasn't that good at it. So that kind of pressure, do you think that builds a kid or destroys a kid? Kat?
I definitely think it builds a kid. I mean, I was a kid that was naturally motivated and disciplined to do my best. So I always had this competitive streak. But I think, and my parents were mostly like, they were like, do whatever you want to do and do it well and keep consistent at it. So, I mean, I think it gives you direction, because we're different as kids, we're different as people. So I think when you have a little bit of pressure as a young kid to do well and to be the best, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because you could have been the kid that would have gone sideways had you not had that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then where do we draw the line between a parent being supportive and being your cheerleader, or a parent being like, you know, draconian and just being like, this person is a monster?
Yeah. Look, I think some kids, you are blessed with maybe your father, for example, being the one who puts the pressure. Then your mom on the other side is like the buffer, the soft one. So you have these dual roles in your life where, you know, there's different kinds of pressures. And also one is softer, one is harder on you. And I think that, I don't know if every kid has that, especially the ones who are under pressure all the time. But there is someone, whether it's a teacher or a friend, who will be some kind of a buffer to tell you that even though you have pressure, there are people who are just happy with where you're at right now.
Okay. Sandman, how do you feel about this?
It's a tricky one, and it's something that I've thought about, because the way I love sports and the way I wanted to be a sports person, the way I see it, a lot of parents who push their kids that hard are people who didn't make it themselves and now believe that, for whatever reason, maybe they didn't have the same opportunities, and they believe that if they give their kids that opportunity, their kids can actually make it and make a great life for themselves, which comes from a good place, but it's very dangerous because how hard you push the kid and what the kid has to sacrifice in the long run, as you mentioned, their own childhood, and then there's no guarantee that they become successful at the end. I mean, they could grow to resent you. It could mess them up, because we saw how Michael Jackson was when he didn't have his childhood. He tried to live his childhood all the way up until the day he died. It's a very, very risky one. We've seen a lot of success stories come out of it. I know countries like China, Russia, they send kids, especially for tennis, to America from a young age. Those kids don't grow up with their parents. They just send them to a tennis school from the age of like 8 to become great tennis players. Some of them become great tennis players. A lot of them don't, because it's the top 1% that might even make some money from it. So it's a risk. Are you willing to risk that relationship with your child? Because if it doesn't end well, it will end very badly.
So I'm sure you know LaVar Ball, right? LaVar Ball's got 3 sons, yes, that play basketball, and they all play literally at the top of the league, so NBA. LiAngelo, I think he's currently playing, not in the NBA, I'm not sure, I need to check. LaMelo's in the NBA, he plays for Michael Jordan's team. Lonzo used to play for the LA Lakers. And LaVar, when he met his wife back then already, he told her, he said, look, we are going to breed superstars, right? What we're going to have is these guys are going to end up in the NBA, and he always spoke about it. And now when you look at it, that's exactly what happened. They didn't have a choice. And so, yeah, you look at that and you go, guys, I don't know, man. It doesn't sound like a good thing at all. LiAngelo actually does play in the NBA. I didn't realize. So, yeah, for me, when you're not given a choice as a child, that's where it can be problematic. But if it's just Njie ordinary support, because that's what the child wants to do, if the child grew up and said, I want to be an artist, and the dad just supports or the mom just supports, then there's nothing wrong with that. But you can let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959.
Kaya Traffic.